Imagine waking up feeling energized, clear-headed, and pain-free. No mid-afternoon crashes, no persistent bloating, no mysterious skin issues. This is the promise of Whole30, not just a diet, but a complete reset for your health, habits, and relationship with food. Created by Melissa and Dallas Hartleg, this 30-day elimination protocol has transformed millions of lives with its straightforward premise. Certain food groups may be negatively affecting your health without you realizing it. By completely eliminating these foods for 30 days, you allow your body to heal and reset, essentially pressing Ctrl-Alt-Delete on your health. The program targets four key areas: your psychological relationship with food, hormonal balance, digestive system health, and immune function. Many of us have developed unhealthy emotional connections to food, using it for comfort or stress management rather than nourishment. Simultaneously, certain foods disrupt our hormones, causing energy crashes and persistent cravings. The program addresses leaky gut, where the intestinal lining becomes permeable, allowing partially digested food particles to enter the bloodstream, triggering widespread inflammation and immune reactions that can manifest as anything from seasonal allergies to autoimmune disorders. For 30 consecutive days, you'll focus on whole, nutrient-dense foods while eliminating potentially problematic ones. The forbidden list includes all added sugars, even natural ones like honey, all alcohol, all grains, all legumes, and all dairy products except clarified butter. You'll also avoid additives like carrageenan and MSG and cannot recreate baked goods or treats even with approved ingredients. The program's signature tough love approach addresses excuses directly. It is not hard. Beating cancer is hard. Drinking your coffee black is not hard. This emphasizes that food choices are always conscious decisions, not accidents. You'll follow a simple meal template: 1 to 2 palm-sized portions of protein, several cups of vegetables, 1 to 2 thumb-sized portions of healthy fats, and occasional fruit. No calorie counting or measuring required. What truly sets Whole30 apart is its emphasis on complete abstinence. There are no cheat meals. Even one bite of non-compliant food requires starting over from day one. This isn't punishment, but about giving your body a true, uninterrupted break from potentially problematic foods. Proper preparation dramatically increases your chances of success. Choose your start date strategically, avoiding major events like vacations. Build your support team by sharing your goals with friends and family, asking directly, "Can I count on you for the next 30 days?" Prepare your home by removing all non-compliant foods. Don't trust future you to resist temptation when cravings hit. If others in your household aren't doing Whole30, designate specific areas for their non-compliant foods, keeping them out of your sight. Plan meals for at least the first week, including recipes, ingredients, and how to handle leftovers. Review your calendar to identify challenges like early meetings or travel and plan accordingly. Finally, toss that scale. Weight fluctuates due to factors unrelated to actual fat loss, and focusing on numbers blinds you to the real benefits: clearer skin, better sleep, improved mood, and enhanced self-esteem. The Whole30 journey follows a predictable pattern resembling a soap opera. Days 1 through 3 bring initial excitement mixed with hangover effects, headaches, fatigue, and malaise as your body rebels against the absence of sugar and processed foods. Days 4 to 5 usher in the infamous kill all the things phase, where irritability peaks as your brain protests its missing rewards. Days 6 to 7 bring exhaustion, while your body remains in metabolic limbo, not getting sugar for energy, but not yet adapted to using fat as fuel. Around days 10-11, statistically when most people quit, the program's novelty has faded, and you're struggling to establish routines without seeing the promised benefits. The turning point arrives around days 16 to 27 with tiger blood, manifesting differently for each person. Some experience a dramatic energy surge and diminished cravings, while others notice steadier energy, increased self-efficacy, and improved mood. By day 21, despite benefits, food boredom often strikes. Try new recipes or invest in a cookbook to reinvigorate your meals. As day 30 approaches, anxiety about what comes next might emerge, highlighting why the reintroduction phase is so crucial. The reintroduction process is as crucial as the elimination period itself. This 10-day phase functions as your personal laboratory for understanding how different foods affect your unique biology. You'll systematically test food groups while maintaining a mostly Whole30 diet between tests. Alcohol, legumes, non-gluten grains, dairy products, and gluten-containing grains. After each reintroduction day, return to strict Whole30 eating for 2 days to observe reactions, creating a clear cause and effect window. Monitor changes in digestive symptoms, energy, sleep, cravings, mood, skin, breathing, pain, and inflammation. Many participants find that once essential foods become less appealing when they recognize the consequences, perhaps that morning pastry causes an energy crash affecting productivity, or that pizza triggers joint pain the next day. If reintroduced foods trigger uncontrollable cravings or negative symptoms, immediately return to strict Whole30 eating until you stabilize. This awareness empowers you to make informed food choices moving forward. The Whole30 doesn't exist in a vacuum. You'll need strategies for navigating real-world situations. When dining out, research restaurants ahead of time, confidently explain your dietary restrictions, and ask about hidden ingredients and preparation methods. Request vegetables steamed or sautéed in olive oil instead of vegetable oil, and skip sauces, which likely contain sugar. For travel, consider your duration, food access options, and preparation limitations. Protein tends to be the most challenging component to source on the road, so prepare ahead by cooking chicken or salmon, boiling eggs, or making protein salad. The program can transform entire families, providing children with a solid nutritional foundation. Children typically experience more stable energy, fewer tantrums, better focus in school, fewer sick days, and improved sleep. Their plates should resemble adults: protein, natural fat, vegetables, and fruit, though portions will vary based on age and activity level. The most powerful outcome of the Whole30 isn't weight loss or health improvements. It's developing awareness about how foods affect your unique body. After completing the program, the goal isn't perfection, but sustainability. Many participants naturally gravitate toward a mostly Whole30 diet because they genuinely feel better eating this way. This is the true meaning of food freedom, liberation from unconscious patterns that previously controlled your relationship with food. You gain the ability to decide when an indulgence is worth it based on how it will make you feel, rather than being controlled by cravings or emotional triggers. The Whole30 provides tools to build a sustainable, healthy relationship with food that can last a lifetime. In a world of quick fixes, this program offers something more profound: the power to understand your body and make choices honoring both health and happiness. Your relationship with food doesn't have to be a constant battle. With awareness, intention, and the right tools, it can become one of the most empowering aspects of your life.